So we had in the Daf, the Gemara was told some stories related to an apotropos. One of the stories the Gemara told was a story about Remeya. The Gemara said that there was an apotropos that lived in the neighborhood of Remeya, Davakamnaz bin Arisov Azovin Avdi. He was doing business deals on behalf of his Yosayimim, and what he was doing is he was selling property and taking the money, and he was buying slaves. Amir didn't allow him to do it based on the price that the Gemara mentioned, that it's not a fair transaction. Avodim depreciate, they're of higher risk as an asset class goes than land, and as a result, he didn't like this transaction. The Gemara says that as Rameya was protesting, he had a dream. Rameya did. Achvale Bechalme, and in his dream, he saw the following words: Ani laharois, fa'at livnois. He says, don't you realize, of course, what the apotropos is doing is wrong, but we're manipulating him. We want these Yisoyimim, Rechman al-Tzlan, to have to deal with this Makkah. We're trying to make this happen. Why are you working against me? But afilu hachi lo yashkach. But Rameya didn't pay attention to the dream. Omar, he said, divrei chaloymes, loy mailin v'loy mayrid. The Gemara then told another story. Another story related to Rameya. A story that we know, because again, it's come up so many times in the raid. Hanu betrayed. There were two people, the Igrubu who satan. The Satan had got the benefit of them. How so? The whole Bishimshi have a commitment about the Adadi. Every Bain Ashmash of Shabbos, a fight would break out. Iklu Ramey Lahasan. So Ramey left his neighborhood now. He goes there. Akfinu Talsa Bishimshi. He remained at three Bain Ashmashes, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Ad Abdul Shlomo, until he was able to make Shalom between the two. Shaman, then Ramey heard a voice that said, Vai da Afka Ramey Lahu Gavrami Beise. The Ramey had such a koyach, he was able to get the Satan. He was able to get the Satan to go away. But Derech Agav, we once mentioned that maybe this has a little bit of a sheiches, maybe another neufach, Ein Beis Medrash B'Lei Chiddush, although we mentioned it once. But Ein Beis Medrash B'Lei Chiddush on Elokad Meir Aneini. And that is, you see, Rameir had a koyach. Vai da'afke Rameir lahu gavra mi beise. He had a koyach to get rid of the Satan. You know, the Satan is the Malach HaMavis, same person, the Gemara says. Vai da'afke Rameir lahu gavra mi beise. Rameir hot azak koyach. So Elokad Meir Aneini, Rameir, get the Malach HaMavis away. Get rid of him. But al kaparim, that's not our Indian now. So we have over here these two stories that the Gemara told about Rameir. And I think every person that learns the Gemara, Daf Yoimi, it's what Pasha Pshan in the second story? Why do we met? Because I told you a story about Rameir, so I'll tell you another story. I mean, I would have told the story of Alakad Meir Aneini. It's a Mogish Maka story. What's Pasha Pshat? What's the smichus? What's the smichus between these two Maisim? He said a davar nifla. He said al rishon. He said, what's the pshat that the Satan was mekatrig and he came dafke bein hashmashes erev Shabbos? It sounds like that's when the Satan used to come. Why did he come then? So he says pasha why he came then. He says the reason that he came then is because we know that Shabbos is the makor habracha. Shabbos is the makor habracha. Kol shita yoimin amizbarich from Shabbos. And bracha could only have a kiyin if there's shalom. When matzah kadosh baruch hu kli machzik bracha ela hashalom. So he says that as Shabbos is coming into the world, bracha is about to come into the world. So the satan who doesn't want the yidden to be gebench, what does he do? He's mekatrig on shalom. And he says that's why there's a meridik kitrig in the world and there's nesyonis of machloikis and shalom daika at that moment because this is the whole hashpav bracha in the entire world. Kol shita yoimin come from Shabbos is about to descend. So if the yidden have a kli machzik, then they're going to be zoicha to the bracha. If not, not. What's the kli machzik at shalom? Simech Sam Sofer says that's pasha. That's the reason that it happened like that. And he says that's the inav loisavar reish b'chol moish v'yisechem v'yem haShabbos, which we've spoken of many times in the name of the Shlach Kodesh, loisavar reish, the ish of kas, v'yem haShabbos daiko. But he says that's the oimik of why you have to be more careful, more sensitive to kas when it comes to Shabbos, is because Shabbos is the Makaya bracha, and if you don't have the kli machzik, you're not going to have the bracha. Zoktach Sam Sofer, but as it relates to being mechaber these two mamarim, he says, this is the vart. You have to l'shoyne yazov, because this is a yesoid. He says, b'sheyodua, denehi de'enu min haroi, livnois harusav shol boirei oylam yisparach shamay. K'da'ach v'lo Rameyer b'chal. Rameyer was trying to prevent the apotropos from messing up the assignment. And he had a dream. And in the dream he was told, ani laharois, the atol livnois, we're trying to destroy. So why are you going ahead and why are you working against us? The Chassam Sofer says that's a real yesoid. Not a litzonis. That's a real yesoid. Rav Meir said, "Divrei chaloyim esloim mayil v'loim meriden." He said, "I'm not in a spa because it happened in a dream." But the emes is, it's real. If you know in Shemayim they want something to be a certain way, you're not allowed to intervene. And this is the Chassam Sofer, the Tzaddik, and the Gadol Adar that people went to for brachas. He understood this is a real hanhaga. You can't just intervene. It's not so poshut. If there's a feeling that there's a gzeir from Shemayim of ani laharos, then you have no right to go and be an ato livnois. You can't work against what's going on in Shemayim. But says the Chassam Sofer, hainu, this is true, but davka binyoni oylam hazeh. That's if you want to just manipulate for stutzach. That's not something you can do. But if a tzaddik wants to be mevatel lagzera, al yidei achzoras ha'anoshim b'tshuva, to get people to do tshuva, v'harbeis tefilois u'bakoshois, or to get the person to daven, or for himself to daven, zel miderech ha'tzaddikim. That's fakir. That's derech ha'tzaddikim. Shabbori yisbaruch shemoy goyiz gzera, v'tzaddik mevatlo. That's a fakir. That's what you're supposed to do. V'derech tshuva zu. Who's the one who taught us this mahalach? There was a gefarlich gzeira. The Eibusha said, "Ani laharos." And what Moshe Rabbeinu do? Yorad v'hichse b'tshuva v'olav v'spalel v'omad b'peretz u'baneu ki yimei kedem. And he went ahead and he went punk faket. Says the Chassam Sofer v'ulai hayul v'hayezeb yimei elul ki yodua. Being that when did Moshe Rabbeinu get the Gemara kapara for the chet ego? It happened during the 40 days of Rachamim, which started with Shchodesh El, and it ended on Yom Kippur. Right, Yom Kippur is Vayir Meshem Salach Tikid Varecho. That's when they got it. Shehem Yemei Rotzoyim, Umei Oz Hukful Udairus Oilam Leimei Slicho. Ayin Torah Rechaim Simit Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, says the Chassam Sofer. That's when it became Desman. Lochem Merum is Elul. That's why there's a remez in Elul, Rosh HaTevis, Ani Laharois Va'ato Livnois. Elul, you could. El, you have a right to tell the Eibush that I understand what you're trying to do. You're trying to take me down. I got it. I understand, but El is a zman of anila haris for ato livnois. I know you want to destroy, but it's El. It's the zman of rachamim. It's the zman of tefila. It's the zman of tshuva, and it's meislicha and fakert. Now you have a right to go just the opposite. Says the Chassam Sofer, the ikur way for a person to build something that's broken is they are seer shalom. Shal yidei kei nikru tamidei chachomim amarbim shalom boinoyich ki yiduim mamori chazal. Unbelievable. Tamidei chachomim, right? They bring shalom into the world. Al tikri boinoyich ala boinoyich. Vahashta os yishaper. Shezeach chaloim loyhura klal. Shehira lasais bezuzi diyasma hanal. And they had a dream. And in the dream, he saw the following. What he saw was that ani laharois, I'm coming to destroy v'ato livnois, and you're coming to build. And Rameir was mevatel the dream. He said, "Divrei chaloyim esloim mayav v'loim meriden." He said, "We don't operate this way. This is not something that we're going to do." But he says that dream that Rameir had ultimately played itself out in the olam ha'maisa. Behepech biser bisruhu. What the Gemara is telling us was what the dream was really saying. Because the dream wasn't telling Rav Meir to mess up for these Yisraelim and Chalila. How could you do that? You think Rav Meir had that dream? What was the dream? The Gemara leaves us hanging here. So the Gemara tells us the next story. I'll tell you the rest of the story. What Rav Meir was being told in this Cholim was that there's an idea of Ani Laharois Fa'atul Livnois when you're supposed to be by the Nabalosh and bit me up. Ani Laharois Fa'atul Livnois. Forget Ani Laharois Fa'atul Livnois. So Rav Meir said, "One second, I had a dream that I have to be Boina. What does it mean to be Boina? Echtaf Machin Sholom." So that's why in the next story, the Gemara tells us a story that there were two people that were fighting, and Rav Meir went there, and Rav Meir brought Sholom. To be Mekayim, this Inyan of Talmidei Chachamim Marabim Sholom Ba'olam Shenemar, V'chol Banayach Lebudei Hashem, Atikr Banayach Elo Boinoyach. And that's the smichas between the two things. Rav Meir has this dream, and it sounds like the dream is telling him, B'loshim Bitmiyo, Ani Laharis V'ato Livnois. And Rav Meir says, I'm not going to change myself. Divei Chaloimis, my mind of Loimarid, but the Gemara is telling us the rest of the story. That's the connection between the two. Not punked another mice about Rav Meir. But the rest of the story is that this dream did have a kiyum. And you know what it was telling Rav Meir? It was telling Rav Meir, and it was Taka Niskayim. It was Niskayim because Rav Meir goes, and Rav Meir was Taka able to bring Shalom, Dvarim Niflaim Adlamoy.